You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Well, it is Mother's Day weekend. Jim, I'm turning this over to you.
Well, special guest, probably the most special guest in my life. Are you there, Mom?
Yes, I'm there.
All right. Happy early Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Yeah, you've had
Hello, Mrs. Schmidt.
Hello, John.
It was great seeing you at the Northland Hotel event that night.
Great.
That 100-year anniversary, that was a good time.
But yeah. My favorite memory is you at the, was it last summer or is that 2 summers ago now? At the dedication for the Schmidt Park. 2 years ago?
2 years ago, right, Mom? Yeah, we dedicated that park. Yeah. Well,
and 2 years,
You were on stage and you were belting out songs like nobody's business. I thought that was phenomenal.
Kind of grew up in that world, though.
Yes, we did.
You did. Yeah, everybody. Dad got all the credit for singing, Mom, and people didn't realize how good you were.
Well, I'm not good. I love to sing, though. I love to sing.
Yeah.
And Jim and I would often harmonize together.
Oh, that's.
And we just enjoyed singing. Yeah. Yes.
They did. The harmony, the two of them were. My dad's name, obviously, is Jim, not this Jim. And they'd sing duets and harmonized.
That's cool.
They were very good. So,
did you hear me sing happy birthday to our friend Nikki this morning?
No, I didn't. Oh. I didn't have it out then.
Good thing, Mom.
We'll try to play it back for you.
No, we're okay. We're okay.
Okay.
So what are you doing tomorrow?
Waiting for all my cards and phone calls.
Waiting for a visit from you.
All right. So you're just sticking around in the at home.
Yes. Yes.
Good.
I always tell the children, now that they're grown up and have families, that really they should have their own Mother's Day because they all have children and they should enjoy it. I've had it for so many years that they should enjoy their Mother's Day too.
What was Mother's Day like back when, you know, all the kids were, what's the age span? How many years? Because mine was 17 years in my family, oldest to youngest.
It would be all of that.
Yeah.
Right.
What was that like when you had all those kids for Mother's Day?
Yes, it was wonderful. Often when the children were small, I would get breakfast in bed and they'd all sit around like a king size bed and wish me, and they made all these beautiful things and give me these little cards from that they would do in grade school. I have quite a few of them, yes. I love it all. I love it all.
Jim always accuses me of being a hoarder, but I bet I've got every single card any one of my daughters or son have made for me. I don't care what age, what year it was. I got them all in a shoebox.
Yes, isn't that great? It's just wonderful.
Yeah, to look back at that. Yes, John does have a lot of that stuff. So anything you want for Mother's Day? I mean, you're...
A special meal?
Somebody that's... Can I tell people how old are you? You want to tell people how old you are?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
It's not going to change.
No, it's not going to change. Tell people how old are you, Mom?
I am 92.
That's wonderful.
It is.
I will be 93 in August.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to ask you one question. Big news this week about the Pope. What do you think?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. His first words were peace, and that's what we need in this world is peace, and that'll be great. He'll be great.
What do you think of an American Pope? I mean, you've been around for a while. We never had an American Pope before.
Right. It is an American Pope because he was raised here. Now, he hasn't been in the United States for probably the last 25 years, and he was a missionary in Peru. But he has he was raised as in the Augustinian seminary, and which is a very good background.
Boy, you know your religion. Holy cow.
Yeah, well, you have three of her brother-in-laws are priests.
Wow.
Now, so she knows that stuff. I was just, yeah, I was really surprised that, you listened to when I interviewed Father Girardi.
Yes, I did. I heard the whole thing. I was at Tom's.
Right.
And he got it up, and we listened to the whole thing, yes.
And he even said that he didn't think there was going to be an American Pope, and here we are.
Yeah,
I think it's great.
Yes.
We got to get him to Green Bay, Mom. That's the goal. Now that this guy's a Chicago guy, we got to get him to Green Bay. Remember when we tried to get the Pope to Green Bay to come to the shrine?
Yep.
we get a text here. We got a text here. Oh, my God, Mary is so wonderful.
All right.
One of our listeners, okay. Tammy.
Okay.
They love you too, Mom.
That's to you.
All right. That's to you, Mom. Not to us.
Hey, Mary, is it true that sometimes Jim makes you chop suey that's not very good?
Fried rice.
Anything he makes is good. He's a very good cook.
I heard he's a little too spicy sometimes.
That one time was a little spicy, Mom. But she would tell me that, but she wouldn't tell you that.
Yeah, as I get older, I'm more bland.
Right. Yeah. Do you want something for tomorrow?
What's Sunday?
Sunday. I got a wedding tomorrow. Do you want anything special? I'll make something for you. You name it.
James, anything you decide to make is good.
She called him James, too. That is so
happy
sweet.
With anything.
All right.
Yeah. Is he your favorite?
Mom? What?
Yeah. Mrs. Schmidt, is Jim your favorite? Is James your favorite?
It's quiet.
Right now, yes.
She's on the air.
Beautiful.
Next phone call, I'll say yes.
Oh, my gosh. You're awesome.
Well, maybe some Polish food, Mom. Some Kliskos and Klaas or something. You want that or something German? Well, I'll talk to you later today. But, yeah, whatever you want, I'll make it for you because I'll do that tomorrow morning.
Okay, whatever you do is great.
Right.
I love food.
Yes.
I would think you'd be a dumpling and sauerkraut type person.
Oh, I love dumplings and sauerkraut. That's terrific.
Yeah. And you're a good cook, too, Mom. I mean, you only cooked for 11 of us for all those years. But
how did you do that, by the way? How did you do that? 11 kids.
Every night.
You know, it wasn't that bad. You just do it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if you make something for two, then you make something to three, then you increase something a little bit more. And you make the same things, just add more ingredients.
That is true.
That simplifies it.
And we just never, we always had food on the table. I just never remember as a kid, like, waiting. So whatever you're doing, you did it right. I mean, that's a lot of people to serve, though, right? I mean, 12,
yes,
13
yes.
people sitting around the table every night.
How big was your table?
Yes, we had a big table.
How big?
It was like a football table. It was wider in the middle and smaller at the end. And we had it built by the lumber company, and they built it and then they brought it in.
Right.
Oh, wow. It was hand-built for the company.
Yeah, it was custom.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, it was a big table, though. Yeah.
But it was
fun.
That's cool.
And we always ate together, too, which I thought was...
Yes, we always ate together, yes.
In retrospect, that's
well, that was the thing back in those days, boy. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
You didn't miss a meal.
You didn't.
I mean, you got to be there for the whole thing. What was your favorite meal to make them?
Well, when the children were small, it was easy to make sort of a casserole that everybody could eat rather than to make separate meat and potatoes and vegetables. And
good point.
We had a lot of casseroles when the children were small.
Right, sure.
So it was easy to make and serve everybody.
Yeah.
Also, a good soup. Soup can go to everybody, too.
Right. Absolutely.
That's also interesting.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, this is Mrs. Schmidt. We'll let you go. I'm sure you got other kids that are waiting to call you today.
Phone's beeping.
Yeah, exactly. But we just can't say how wonderful it is to have you on here. And, boy, you sure sound spry and with it at 92. You sound fantastic. You sound about 30 years younger. And just an honor to have you on this show.
Fine. Thank you, John.
You're very welcome. I think you and my mom would have gotten along pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Mrs. Ma. All right, Mom. Thanks for coming on. All right, I'll see you tomorrow. Sunday. All right. Yes. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Wow. She's with it.
All I want to do is say, okay, let's hear some dirt. Like, give me some stories about Jim as a child.
James, there'd be no dirt on James.
She hasn't, but she wouldn't tell you. So that's she's a real mom. So.
You know what? Let me just say this.
She asked about my horse.
Don't do something. How should I put this? You're gonna. Yet you'll kind of regret later on. And what I'm saying this is, I thought that one day I was gonna save a couple of bucks. One of the last times I visited my mom, I'm at the drugstore, Schneider Drugs. And I was gonna get her some flowers, mm-hmm. and they're like odd. It was mother. And I bought her those artificial flowers that I thought looked so real. It's unbelievable. And then and then my niece visited after I left. And my niece, she said, I forget who it was, Joey or whatever. She just, Mary, hide those flowers. Johnny bought them. Just hide them in a drawer someplace so nobody sees them. And it's like, that's one of my last memories of my mom.
Your mom didn't say that.
Yeah, know. My mom did.
Oh, she did?
My mom told my niece. Hide I thought that your niece Johnny said bought that. Those. They're cheap. Hide them. Put them in a drawer someplace.
Wow.
So that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
It's,
all right. Yeah. That's. Yeah. You come up with a better memory than that. But, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Have a better memory.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. There's something else, aren't they?
Oh, they're the best. I told her her very last words to me, right?
Yeah.
What? Cheap?
Johnny.
Yeah, Mom.
Put the chair back. Did I take the chair close to her back? Put the chair back.
Oh, I think your mom and my mom were probably very similar.
Cut from the same cloth.
Yep.
Yep. But think about that these days. Oh. 13 people at every meal.
She never, I just, you know, I'm not just saying.
How did they do it?
Never heard her complain ever about just, I was just, I don't know. It's weird to think back to that because I, you know, even three kids, it's. Hell to do it. It's tough, and to make sure they're all there. But that was one of the things. That was kind of an unwritten rule. We were always there.
Oh yeah.
You know, my dad. I don't remember if he threatened us. We were just always there every night. So, which is cool. So,
no question.
Anyway,
boy, does she sound sharp though.
Yeah.
I mean, we could have just said, "Go ahead and expound on the bishop," and she would have gone.
She would have gone for a while in the pulp. Yeah,
on and on.
That's her thing. Yeah, which is great.
That's cool though, especially when they've got something like that to really, you know, follow.
Right. Yeah, and it's that WTN. She watches that.
You know,
you go to her house. She loves sports, though. She would have if you had picked up on baseball or football.
Really?
Oh man, she's in a football pool every week, and she.
We got to bring her to the casino. The
she's
sports
right.
Book.
She's exactly. Won it a couple times. It's simple. All the games pick the winner.
Yeah,
but. It's amazing. And she, when that football comes around, you call her sometime and she'll tell you.
Oh, that
win.
Would be fun.
And she's actually. Pretty good.
Okay, so. This football season, Todd.
Yeah.
Todd.
Give her a call sometime.
We get a new segment called Mary's Picks.
I love it.
We're doing it.
I've seen the trophy on her mantle. So
wow.
She's good at that.
But that's fantastic. Just great. Just wonderful.
Yeah.
Wow.
Busy, so anyway, yeah, it's nice. Well,
can I just say something? You are okay. And my mom would have said the same thing to me on whatever. Whatever he makes me is just good. And I guarantee you, sometimes it's going to be sometimes after you walk up to her. Do you want this?
Come on, yeah.
I can't even.
Like even that chop suey thing, she didn't even.
Right.
She knows it was too spicy. She told me that. But then when you're on there, she goes, everything's great.
But this is typical Sun thing, right? Though, too. Trying to do something extra special. Well, this is the more expensive one. You know what? I'll do that. It's like,
that was too spicy. That was too spicy. I didn't
too spicy
like that
for him. James, do you want this? James made it. It's just way too spicy. I don't know who he was thinking he was making this for.
I'll figure something out.
Yeah, that's great, though. Great having her on. Hey, anybody else out there? We're going to have 10 minutes before the after this break before the musicians come on. Anybody else, if you've got a mom that you would like us to give a salute to, please let us know. Text us. Todd, how do they text us?
You can download the Civic Media app. Choose WISS or WGBW, lower right-hand corner.
Got a text right here. We need to be calling Jim's mom on a regular basis. Nancy.
Well, yes. Football comes around. I think she'd like that. So, anyway.
Yes.
All right.
Got a text here from Nikki, our girl Nikki Z. And I say, did you hear me sing? She goes, no, because I didn't know you were going to. Mark was kind enough to send me a message. I'll have to check it on the podcast. I heard it was spectacular. I heard it was unbelievable.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Do you think you're singing the same note he is?
I know I am. I can hear it.
All right. Let's go to the text.
Hey, the Green Bay East Gridiron Club.
This is a good deal.
This is a very good deal, folks. Free recycling event coming up on Saturday, 9 till noon, East High School in Green Bay, 1403 East Walnut Street, open to the public. Free to recycle computers, cell phones, TVs, printers, appliances, washers, dryers, microwaves, refrigerators.
You know what? People have these recycling events, and it's either we don't take this, this, and this, or if you bring this, this, and this, it's $15, $20, $25. This is free. This is free. I read this when we came in. I'm like, this is a really good deal, and this is May 10th, so that's tomorrow.
Yeah.
From 9 till noon at East. And, you know, East, big parking lot. And they're going to be, and they should be busy, but they clean everything in terms of they'll erase everything you have on your computer, your cell phone. It says right on here, all items will be securely erased, destroyed. So,
and it's basically the Joanne's Park parking lot. Right,
huge. This is a good deal. So I know it's Friday, but, man, this stuff's been sitting in the corner forever. You know you can't throw it out in the garbage because that's not right. You don't want to take it to the recycling place because they're going to ding you. This is free.
You can't beat that. I'm telling you, folks.
Refrigerators, Freon, usually they, you know, $50.
TVs, you know how much those things cost?
Right, to get rid of them.
It's like $30.
Yeah. So that's, wow, that is really.
Batteries, anything metal, items with a plug. That's awesome.
It is. And where's the money go? What is it for?
The Green Bay East Gridiron Club, right. Association, football boosters.
So you got the football boosters. They're going to help you unload this stuff. So for more information, it's...
I'm going to let you do that one. That's why I pointed that one out
to you. E-C-Y-L-E now. It must be... Okay, right?
Uh-huh.
E-Cycle Now. Right?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
No, not Cycle.
No, just, E-C-O- you just listen to... Let's just do the letters. E-C-Y... LENOW.com. So write that down. What is that word? I don't know what that word is.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out how to pronounce that word.
It's not E-Cycle, because Cycle would have another E.
Spell, okay, so spell it again for me slowly.
It's E-C-Y.
Yep.
LENOW.
.com.
So I'm thinking the now, but that first word isn't a word.
E-Cycle. Yeah, like electronics.
There'd be another C in there. So
maybe they just forgot one.
I'll look it up, guys. Okay.
Anyway,
we'll put it on our social media for folks.
Let me give you the phone number, because if you have any questions on this.
Can we get that right?
From 9 to that we can do it. 920-246-7143, John. 7143.
Doug Himes, Doug Hart.
Everybody knows that. So 920-246-7143. Give them a call. You don't have to even make a reservation. Just go there. I'm sure there's going to be a little bit of a line. Microwaves that's been sitting around in the basement. Get that out of there.
Absolutely.
So this is the time.
I got a text here. My mom loves gardening, so I'd always help her plant her flowers garden. Every year, my gift would be flowers or hanging plants.
That's great.
I am glad she is still in my life. Terry.
That's
very nice.
Yep.
I think for me, that was the hardest thing when my parents finally had to move out of their house and my mom was gone, was all of her empty flower gardens.
Oh,
because kind of the same thing. Like, it was always mom, you know, Mother's Day, it was hanging baskets, you know. Yeah. So, I can appreciate that one right there.
Absolutely. Yeah. No question about it.
And I don't think we have to tell people, but you got to do something.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you know, and like we were talking earlier with Mark Houston, like, even if your kids are, you know, 6, 7, 8, take them shopping. Pay for it, but let them give the gift and pick it out.
Plastic flowers or something.
Bad your mom. Yeah, I feel bad your mom ditched those plastic. Usually they keep them around till you're gone.
Oh no,
I don't think Mino's mom would be the type to sugarcoat anything.
Yeah,
right?
That's true. You Italians are pretty direct. So
Well, yes and no. She would. Oh, those are so nice, Johnny. That's nice.
Right.
And as soon as I'm out there, get rid of those. That was her thing.
Yeah.
Jesse, what are you doing for your mom for Mother's Day? Speak into the microphone, Jesse. Speak into the microphone.
Oh, the answer is nothing.
We want to meet your mom.
The answer is nothing to date. So we're putting you on a spot. What are you going to do? You take her to brunch?
So she's 6 hours away, so I'll probably call her and give her flowers.
All right.
Send her
a sweatshirt. I thought she was Chicago.
Not Chicago. No,
oh,
she'll be here in June, so you'll meet her.
All right.
Okay.
That's nice.
Was she born and raised in Panama?
Yes, she was.
That's awesome, man. Love to meet her. Really and truly. I think that's cool.
So he says she'll be here in June. We'll have a very special show just for his mother.
There you go.
How does that sound? We'll bring her in. She'll be part of the audience and all that kind of stuff.
Because she makes some really good Panamanian food.
I guess we're going to find out.
Todd, you know what I want you to give a plug to? I want you to give a plug once again to our Caribbean Haitian food guy.
Oh, well, here's the thing. They've got their anniversary party. Area 509 has their anniversary party next Saturday, 17th, in Appleton. Want to go down there and enjoy lots of food trucks, lots of live music, of course, libations, all the good stuff. Reggie's actually going to be joining us next Friday to help promote that.
Awesome.
But yeah, absolutely. Area 509 anniversary party. 17th. Big time fun.
And again, it's so cool that it's food you don't really have around here.
And it's so good.
I mean, it's what he brings to the table, right?
Oxtails. I'm telling you right now.
I don't think I could do that.
Oh, no. I'm telling you right now. Knowing what you and I grew up eating, you can do it.
No.
It's really
you're
good.
You're just, I got to make a, draw a line in the sand on that one. We grew up wanting our folks to have us eat. I didn't actually eat that stuff. The pork hock knuckle thingies.
Right.
Nope. I could tell you when they'd make soup with that, I could have a little pile of those right here that I would spoon out. Some of those other things. I could you eat a pig's knuckle? I couldn't.
We didn't have
a choice.
Not
if they called it that.
We did not have a choice. This is what you ate, and you can ask my sisters. You didn't leave the table till it was all gone.
See, my dad was like that. My mom she'd make a side meal if you didn't like it.
Of course she would.
Really?
I'm shocked, James.
We love Mary.
She's awesome. And we are having a football contest this year with Mary. It's going to be Mary's
Prince. Yep.
Yeah. We got to send it back. Quick break. And we got a great, great musical ensemble coming up.
Jupiter Links.
From local stories to local voices, we're shining a spotlight on what matters right here in Northeast Wisconsin. It's more than just talk. It's about connecting with the community. This is Mino and the Mayor. Now, here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. What a treat having your mom on. Mary Schmidt, she's just awesome. Just great. Also, Avery Renrick, 4th and Goal summer football camp for kids. We're going to promote that more next week. Mark Hewson, Bell and Sports Medicine. Mark just brings it strong every time, as does Lisa Hale. New Wisco Weekend drops.
It comes out tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, and then again on Sunday at 11. It's all about Mother's Day.
Fantastic. Wonderful.
Should be.
I'll tell you what, now we got some impressive people walking into our studio. Jupiter Links. I love that name. Jupiter Links, part of the Mind of the Mayor live music series. We've got Jerry Frisk and Lindsay Johnson. Welcome.
Thank you for having us. We're glad to be here.
We've got to ask. Jupiter Links. That's an awesome name. Who's taking credit?
Oh, boy.
Honestly, my husband. Yeah, that guy in there. Because...
guy has a shirt that says, I'm with the band.
Yeah, he wears that all the time.
He does. Like, I think that's the only shirt he owns now, but we gig a lot. They've been to a lot of them. But we were...
Could be my wife's a rock star.
Right. I know. And with Sparkle. Right. With
nothing
Sparkle.
Better than that. Wow.
Point over there.
So disappointing.
With a finger pointing my meal ticket. Yeah.
He's our beer boy, too.
Oh, yeah, right. He gets the beer. Yeah.
Okay. Don't bother me. I'm unloading equipment.
But Jupiter Links, I
love that name.
So we wanted something unique. And I mean, everything I came up with is kind of generic. Mm-hmm. And Jerry's like, I want something powerful. It's punchy and different. I'm like, okay. And then we started to think, okay, his name starts with a J. My name starts with an L. And we're like, all right, what's something we like? And we came up with something weird. And Jerry was saying no to everything I was suggesting. And then my husband was in the car and he's like, how about Jupiter Links? And I'm like,
really?
That sounds really cool.
And it's like, once he said it,
yeah.
Game over.
And I texted it to him.
That's
the first thing he was like, okay.
Because I was into this, at the time, was into this, like, planet thing. I don't know why.
Oh.
And that's how we came, yeah, part
right,
of it.
That's cool.
We're talking about that. Jim and I actually had that topic on the other day because I was watching a show about advertising people, and some of the greatest slogans come from, like, the most innocuous things people say versus as hard as you try to be creative, come up with something super cool. Sometimes it just happens.
Right.
Driving around and Jupiter Links. Yeah, that's it. So here we are. All right. So how's the music industry treating you here in Green Bay? Tell me your
Yeah, it's been going really well. I mean, really just starting to break into Green Bay a little bit more lately this past year. You know, it took us a while. We were like everywhere outside of Green Bay is where we could get booked because we really are going off of nothing. We just, you know, had a few home recordings, things like that we're sharing with people, and people just had to give us a shot, and they did. And so having a few people give us a shot without knowing much about us kind of just let it spread.
Right.
And then once we got a gig locally, it's been easier to make it, you know, happen.
So the same holds true, Appleton, Oshkosh. You work that area as well?
Yep. I mean, really, we've gone as far as like Stevens Point, Beaver Dam, Oconomowoc.
Oconomowoc.
Tope, Northeast Wisconsin, and know the most about this community is that we're giving opportunities.
Yep.
You know, smaller venues, and you can grow. And
you'll always find someplace.
I would
like to think so. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a lot of Door County stuff we do too.
Right.
In the summer, we do a lot of stuff.
That's
in Door
great
County,
up there, right?
So.
A lot of women owned bars, which is really cool. I didn't expect to be so many women owned bars, so I was really impressed by that too.
Because their husbands are in treatment, but that's great. That they're doing that.
Is that what it is?
Either way, they're nice to me. I like them.
I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
We haven't had any treatment jokes in 3 days.
No, it's just
wow. Right. So tell us about how you guys got started, how you guys got connected, the whole thing.
Oh, man.
These are always good backstories.
Yeah. This is probably a really interesting
behind
one.
Behind the music.
We used to work together. Mm-hmm. Actually, I used to be your boss.
Yeah. Really?
And,
what kind of business?
I work at a building materials place.
Oh, just drop the name.
In DePere. Well, it's Builder's First Source in DePere.
Oh, sure. Cool.
But yeah, I was her boss, and how long did you work there, Lindsay? Not really.
Not super. It wasn't my thing. I love the place, love Jerry, but just I'm a creative mind. I needed to do something a little different. Okay, but
a week?
You know, longer than that.
No, maybe seven. Not quite a year, I don't think.
No,
it sounded like you.
But one day I was up at the copying machine, and there was another gentleman that used to work with me that played in a band in Florida, and him and I would always talk music. And Lindsay kind of sat next to him, and she looked at me, and she goes, "Well, you play in a band?" I said, "Well, I've been doing it for years, long, long time. But at the time, the last band I was in fell apart when COVID hit." Mm-hmm. And I said, "But I was thinking about doing an acoustic thing by myself." And she said, "Well," she wanted to get into something, and it kind of just took off from there. And then she sent me like three recordings on my phone that next weekend, and I listened to them, and it took off from there. So
I had no idea what he sounded like at that point. So he only knew what I sounded like.
Yeah.
But I was a single mom of three for a really long time. And so I just couldn't get into music after high school. Just didn't have the time. And so I got to a point. Now I'm, you know, remarried and my kids are older. And I met Jerry and I'm just like, all right, this is it.
Good for you to say something. Yeah. I mean, that wouldn't have happened unless you leaned into it a little bit and said something. And there's a lot of talent in this community. And, you know, sometimes you got to talk about yourself a little bit. And we try to help, but. That's great. Well,
I mean, I was a little leery because she said she could sing, and some people say, "Well," I thought, you know,
like
I wasn't
Mino?
Right here.
Yeah, right. Oh, John thinks,
I don't know if you listened earlier, but it's tough. But
you didn't see it, John, but he was actually pointing at you behind your back.
Who was?
You were.
What?
But
did you guys hear me sing "Happy Birthday" this morning?
I think I caught a little bit of it. Yeah, okay, it wasn't bad.
Beautiful.
John.
Thank you.
I was impressed.
Oh,
thank you,
Jerry.
Oh my God.
Hey, Todd.
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you shut your big yap back there? I was having a moment.
Oh man!
Wow. All right. Well, let's hear a little something. Yeah. Something.
Let's do it.
A little something.
I'm just gonna come in real quick and get the mic set up for you.
What is your genre? What would you?
Well, we do a lot of alternative rock, a lot of 90s, early 2000s, but we mix in some oldies, we mix in some more current stuff, some country, so we kind of really do a little bit of everything.
Nice. Is it the two of you?
Yep, just the two of us. Okay. My son sometimes will come in, and during break, my son and I also have an acoustic deck, he's 17, so sometimes he'll come and help out a little bit in between, but otherwise it's just guitar and Jerry and I.
That's kind of cool, though, with your 17-year-old son. I think that's awesome.
It is, yeah. We were on that TV show as well, and maybe we'll get to come on here sometime, too. Right. He's awesome.
We'd love
it. Bring him in, absolutely. Yeah.
Great.
Jupiter Lynx with Jerry Frisk and Lindsay Johnson.
Down and he walked with a purpose
in his sneakers down the street. He had many questions. like children often do. He said, tell me all your thoughts on God. Tell me, am I very far? Must have been late afternoon. On our way, the sun broke free of the clouds. Like children often do. He said, tell me all your thoughts on God, 'cause I'd really like to meet her. Ask her why we're who we are. Tell me all your thoughts on God, 'cause I'm on my way to see her. Tell me, am I very far? Am I very far now? It's getting cold. Pick up the pace. Make our noises in this place. Our clothes are stained. We pass many cross-eyed people and ask many questions like children often do. Tell me all your thoughts on God. I'd really like to meet her. Ask her why we're who we are. Tell me all your thoughts on God, 'cause I'm on my way to see her. Tell me, am I very
right?
Wow, that's some harmony that right there.
Thank you.
Holy cow,
that is a unique harmony too. I mean,
awesome. Thank you guys.
You can tell it's you, right? I'm sure that's your thing. You know,
they don't have that harmony in the song, I don't think.
No, they don't. Not at all.
Or other people that harmonize. It's not the same thing.
Well,
that was really good. I enjoyed that.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, very much.
Yeah, have a yin and a yang there with the two different voices.
A little bit.
Yeah,
right.
We do it really,
but
a lot of people
complimenting each other.
Yeah, a lot of people are just like, "You're blender. You married? Nope, we're definitely not married. I could be his kid, but you know,
he's young enough to meet my daughter."
Yeah. See, that's what you say to your boss.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
thanks, guys. Thanks.
So, where have you performed at? You said Luxembourg is where you're from. That's where you hail from.
Yep, that's where Jerry's from. I'm from Green Bay. I mean, we've performed kind of all over. Like I said, Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, Conemaugh, Green Bay,
Beaver Dam.
We've been cycling brews when they were new. We started off with them a lot, and they kind of just kept us coming back. We love them, cycling brews in De Pere.
Yep.
La Vie Tavern gave us some shots here in De Pere too.
They're really good with local talent, aren't they?
Isn't that fun though? Some of these microbreweries and these wineries, and it just to go and you go to support them, but there's just these little venues and two, three pieces. this is the kind of stuff we love to sit and drink wine and listen to.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. The wineries were fun. I mean, we'd wine a lot. Wine a lot. And I mean, a lot of breweries we do, a lot of wineries.
Yep, and we're going to be coming up here at Thirsty Cow Tap House in Bailey's Harbor. We're going to be there Saturday, and they're doing a fundraiser for the fire department, so that's going to be really neat. Next Friday, we are going to be at Main Street Pub and Grill, which is a new one downtown De Pere there. They just started up not too long ago and are trying to get some music going, so we're happy to go there too.
All right, so how do we want to book you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm on top of Facebook all the time. Facebook. Yeah, I'm.
It's two of us.
If you get a response, it's me. But email, honestly, everything's on Facebook. But our email, jupiterlinksband@gmail.com, facebook.com/jupiterlinks.
Right.
Message us, email us, call me, text me. I'll respond right away.
And that's an easy one to remember, Jupiter Links.
Right.
Yeah. That's very cool. All right. So let's go. Stick around. We'll be back with more Jupiter Links with Jerry Frisk and Lindsay Johnson. Mind on the Mayor Show. Back right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mind with the Mayor here. Wrap it up on a beautiful Friday. Man, that forecast looks great. Forecast sunny, high in the low 70s. Beautiful weekend coming up for the Mother's Day weekend. We've got Jupiter Lynx in the house. They're outstanding. Jerry Frisk and Lindsay Johnson. And before we wrap it all up, Todd, we got to talk about the big competition we've been having all week long.
Tell the Lynx what we did.
You guys are creative people.
Oh,
right.
So we're looking for a new slogan for our show.
A tagline.
A tagline. Mine on the Mayor. Yada, yada, yada.
Some people could have been nicer.
A lot nicer.
Well, my husband was the creative one with our name. So
yes.
It took us probably a good month to figure out.
Mine on the Mayor, Jupiter
Lynx. Come on, Brian. What do you got?
Come on, Brian. You see the guy carrying the big equipment piece with a shirt that says, it's okay, I'm with the band?
Yes.
Give me free drinks. Is that him?
That's definitely him.
He does help all big time, though.
Let's do shots. I'm with the band.
Yeah, there you go. I'll have to add that part to the shirt.
Yeah. I like that.
Todd?
So I'm going to give three winners today.
Okay.
Three winners. Let's do three.
Okay.
Okay. And we've had some great ones over the last couple of days.
Phenomenal.
I've kept the best track I can.
Okay.
How about, one of the winners is Mino and the Mayor. Two mics, no filter.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. All right.
I'm going to give that a bell.
All right.
Bell. Congratulations, Sarah, on that.
Sir.
This one kind of harkens back to something we say on the show a lot. Mino and the Mayor, we weave.
Congratulations,
Nick.
So
weave or we weave?
We.
I thought it was French.
I weave. We weave every day a lot.
They're trying to interview the president and say, what are you saying?
Get to the point.
Get to the point. He's like, I weave.
We don't know. Get right to the point.
So you keep throwing stuff on it. So that was us. That's a good one.
And Todd?
Final one is Mino and the Mayor. On a rant, off the rails.
Okay.
That's not bad. Nicely done. All right, we'll take it.
Well, Jupiter Lynx, tell us again what you guys got coming up for the summer, where we can see you.
All right, so we're going to be at Main Street Pub and Grill, like we mentioned, on the 16th in Green Bay here. Thirsty Cow Tap House, we're going to be in Bailey's Harbor on the 17th. It's not a swear word because it's what the Beavers build, but it's the Beavers Build It Bar. Okay,
that's the name of it.
Yeah, like, I didn't know what to say that because, you know.
Yeah, we were leery to say that.
Yeah, I was getting nervous, all right? Okay. We're there.
We're good. You can say that.
Okay, cool, man.
You think we're at Christian Station all of a sudden?
Literally, I think in the
You're not listeners, are you?
No, in her defense, she grew up singing Christian music with her parents. That's why she's very
nice. That's why I said that.
Yeah. But... Then we're going to be at Fire Lane on the 25th in Athelstane.
That damn Fire Lane?
Yeah. Well, not quite that, but yeah. We're going to be Amberg Pub. I mean, we're kind of getting all around.
It's beginning all over. Of June. That's awesome.
Getting up north.
Yep. Club Ritz and Kakana. We're going to be
fun.
Solu. We love Solu and Cascade. That That's winery cool. is beautiful.
Cool place.
So
you guys
cool.
Check that
yeah.
out.
Yep. Oh, Lake Fire Winery, the 13th of June. 14th, let's hear, sorry.
Ooh. Wow, well, you guys are busy.
Every weekend, pretty much. Unless we chose to have off, we're busy.
So. And where can people actually look at that and find that information out? Like your socials and stuff
Yeah, Facebook, literally everything is on there. A full schedule. And I'm also part of another band, and my son and I have an acoustic act, so that's on there too. So you can get everything on there.
Jupiter Links.
Yep. Jupiter Links. We got 3 minutes to close out our week for Mother's Day weekend. Anybody guys like to say hello to on Mother's Day weekend?
My mother, I love you, Mom.
All right.
No.
Oh, Jerry. Come on, Jerry.
Just my wife. Just my wife, but she's in there.
Jerry is, hey, Jerry is the quintessential old
yes.
rock guitar playing, yes. bar room right. playing. Yes.
Actually, you know what? No, I'll say happy Mother's Day to my two daughters.
Okay.
There you go.
Nice. No, that's
there
nice. Nice.
Right.
We'll take
there.
It. We'll take it.
Okay, we're going to close out our week with Jupiter Links, Jerry and Lindsay. You guys are awesome. Hope to see you guys at a great little winery or pub this summer.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Right.
Bring it on.
Well, I had me a boy turn on me to a man, showed him all the things that he didn't understand. Whoa. Then I let him go. Now there's one in California who's been cursing my name, 'cause I found me a better lover in the UK. Hey, until I made my getaway. One, two, three, they're gonna run back to me, 'cause I'm the best baby that they never gotta keep. One, two, three, they're gonna run back to me. They always wanna come, but they never wanna be.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.